This call may be recorded.
Hey, kids, try to finish the packets, okay? Okay. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hanging in there.
Okay. Your mom is kind of in hyperdrive mode. She's contacting my mom, and she's calling and texting me repeatedly, and she wants the McDonald's phone number so that she can check in on you that way from now on.
Better not give it to her.
Yeah. So anyways, I was actually just on the phone with Janie. And I think that Janie thinks that if you had told her that you were going to talk to her once a week and you just talked to her on Sunday, then you really should have responded to her very first text on Monday by saying, I'll talk to you again on Saturday. Because the way you set it up, you actually make it look like any time, any day of the week that she tries to call and can't get through to you, you must be killing yourself. Like, you've done that, not her. You've set it up to look that way by the way that you've responded and not responded and responded and not responded. But Janie said more than anything, it's just disappointing that you would make that commitment to set that boundary with your mom and then not follow through with what you said you'd do. Do you feel like you don't know how to do that?
I do my best.
Okay. Do you need help with something today?
I just need somebody to explain anything about me to my therapist.
Is that something that your mom can help with?
No.
Okay. Do you feel like you need to be talking to your mom? Okay. Were you disappointed with CA not offering to help you?
What?
CA said that he talked to you this morning about that. I didn't know what his answer to you was.
He says he'll talk to them, but it won't help.
Okay. And was that disappointing to you, or were you pleased with that?
I'm pleased with anybody that's going to help me. I did.
Okay.
But
what?
I said, I think you're right. You don't need to be in the middle of this.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, the part he's right about is that you've done this song and dance of I need you, I need you, I need you to interact with my
repeatedly asked for somebody to explain their position to a professional so that it could be analyzed for truth, and nobody's willing to do it, and that's not true,
Dustin. No, what you need to look at is the fact that I
literally trying it for fun.
You need to understand that I did interact with each of your therapists, and you need to think about how
one in silence
handled
And so,
no, please stop. Please stop. On your end, what did you do with the information that was provided? Did you take
the
information?
If something's wrong,
please stop interrupting me. Would you please? Please stop interrupting. I know, but when CA says it's not going to do any good, it's a matter of, are you ready to take ownership of the behaviors that have been harmful?
Already.
If you're going to, no, when people give the information to your therapist, you minimize and make excuses, and then you take the reactions that people had, and you point out the reactions that people had, and you don't make it clear that those reactions occurred after your aggressive behavior.
Right.
You fight back.
If you can provide information that's based on facts, then that's
useful. Please stop. Please stop, Dustin. We try. We try, but it is not useful.
I've literally been asking for months.
That's not true. I've been trying for months. I've been trying, but it's not going to do any good if you don't take the information and listen and learn from it. If your goal is to take whatever negative information is given to a therapist and make sure that you explain your side of it to the therapist, so that the therapist doesn't blame you for it, or the therapist thinks that you were only acting in self-defense to other people's aggression, it's not going to be helpful. You have to be willing to own your own behaviors.
I've never not been willing to own my own
That's
behavior.
Not true. That's not true. That's not true. I have a 2-hour phone recording of you aggressing against me to explain why it was logical for you to expose yourself to my mother, and that you owned that piano since you were 6 years old. That is not you trying to own your own behaviors. But anyways, I think Jane
I do not think I should have exposed myself to your mother.
But I still have that phone recording. I still have it. It didn't go away just because you're saying something different right now. So you can't make claims like I've never not. You can't make claims like I've never not owned my own behaviors. You've spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours not owning your behaviors. And when you do that to other people, it has a negative effect on them.
Hey, buddy.
No.
Not right now. I think that Jamie thinks that you know, I mean, you can look at your phone records and you can see what the last time you talked to your mom was, right?
I don't know. I get a lot of phone calls. Probably gone.
Well, I mean, you know, you talked to her on Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
You know, so if you talked to her on Mother's Day, for Mother's Day, that was Sunday. And if you feel like you made it clear to your mom that you're talking to her once a week, you can say, hey, Mom, I'm still planning on speaking to you once a week. Our last call was Sunday, so you'll hear from me by Sunday. You think it's clear to her that that's the boundary right now?
I mean, I let her trample all over it.
Okay, so it's not clear. The only way it would be clear to her is if you enforced it.
Gonna have to block her, I guess.
No, you're not. If the boundary's not clear, the boundary's not clear. You've done everything.
I did make it clear, and she's already
no,
trampled all over it.
No, you verbalized it. I know, but you're saying by allowing her to trample all over it, you made it clear that it wasn't a real boundary. And so it was logical for her to think that you were not safe yesterday. You did not set a boundary. It was logical for her to think that you were not safe yesterday. That's logical for her to be worried about your safety based on your behavior, because you did not ever set a boundary, ever. You verbalized to her that you wanted to talk to her once a week, but that's not setting a boundary.
No. can't do better than that, Erin.
Yeah, you can. If from the day that you verbalized that to her, from the day that you verbalized that to her, if you had only talked to her once a week, then you would have actually been setting a boundary, and she wouldn't have reason to be worried about you right now. You've done everything in your power to make her have a reasonable expectation that she should have access to you, otherwise you are not safe. So you should probably text her and remind her that you're planning to talk to her once a week, and you talk to her on Sunday. And you talk to her on Sunday. And then if you want to pick up the phone and call her on Saturday because you've got more time available on Saturdays than Sundays, that's fine. And when you talk to her on Saturday, then I'll be sure to talk to you next Saturday. Okay? Yes?
What?
Are you hearing me?
Yes,
because she's harassing. You understand that it's not right for my mother to have to deal with her saying, "I'm sure that you as." I know, but that's a result of your behavior.
What?
That's a result of your behavior. My mother is being harassed as a result of your behavior with your mom. It's not appropriate for you to make your mom think that you're at safety risk. And then randomly, with no warning, out of nowhere, inconsistent with all of your past behaviors, decide that you're not going to answer any of her calls or texts. Hold on. I said my mother is now being harassed.
I don't think you should have to deal with this.
I know, but I'm saying you need to connect the dots to your own behavior. My mother is being harassed as a result of your decisions and your behavior. It was not reasonable for you to spend time on the phone with your mother, making your mother think that you're at safety risk. When your mom asks you for commitments to call her if you're down, for you to say that's not going to do any good, and further make your mom worry about you, and further make your mom think that she needs to be responsible for your emotional well-being. And then randomly, with no warning, no context, no explanation, out of nowhere, for the first time, decide you're just going to stop responding to her calls and texts. That was not logical or reasonable for you to do that. And the result of that is my mother being harassed.
You told me not
That's
to respond
your...
to her last night.
I know, but are you the one who has been consistent in enforcing what you said about once a week? Because on the day that you first told her once a week, if she texted you in the middle of that week and didn't get a response, but then you talked to her on Saturday, then that would have been you setting a boundary. And then the next week, if she called you on a weekday and you didn't respond, but then you called her on Saturday, by now she would be pretty well trained to know that you're going to call her on Saturdays.
All right, man.
And by now, if she couldn't reach you on a Monday, she wouldn't be worried. But you haven't behaved in a way that has made that a reasonable thing for her to think that you're just calling her on Saturdays.
Sorry.
At this point, you should tell her that you talked to her on Sunday, and you plan to talk to her by next Sunday, okay? Does that make sense?
No.
Okay. Bye.